Yes. Yeah.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
That's for you people to slink down in that sudden downpour there. And there's Herbie Hancock there, joined by, I think, Freddie Hubbard, Joe Newman, Phil Woods, Joe Henderson, Jim Hall, Ron Carter, and Jack DeJohnette, and possibly Jimmy Smith on the organ, though some people say it was Paul Griffin. That comes off the 1966 soundtrack to the film Blow Up. Fantastic bit of the English scene there. And that was Bring Down the Birds. And, of course, some of us might remember this from 20 years ago, since the bass was sampled for D-Light's Groove is in the Heart. So, good evening, everybody. It's Exploding Head Movies here, your cinematically inspired program here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Hi, atop the UBC Peninsula. I'm Gak. You can find us online at www.citr.ca. I'm here with you till 9. You can call us at the booth, 604-822-2487. And you can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com, because we just keep on holding on to the old show name. So in honor of, actually, Gavin's bringing a guest in for the jazz festival, so I decided this time around we'll have a bit of a jazzy vibe, although in hindsight, I probably should have gone with the South African theme, but you know what, we got that for next week, and we got a doozy of a show there. So for, yes, in honor of the upcoming jazz festival starting next week, we got a bit of electronic, acid, funk, avant-garde, free jazz, all there for you. And then we got a profile on John Lurie, saxophone player. He collaborated with Jim Jarmusch a lot. And we're going to focus on the film, one of the films that he starred in, and that's Down by Law. But speaking of the Jazz Festival, this next act will be performing there on June 30th with local heroes Brastronaut. And this is Bonobo, an alias for British producer Simon Green. So if you do not catch him in Vancouver, he is playing 3 dates for other jazz festivals in the country all at once. So if you're in Saskatoon on Canada Day, he's played the Sasktel Conf, the Sasktel Festival. Then he was playing in Ottawa on July 2nd, and then he's in Montreal July 3rd. So from his latest album, this year's Black Sands, through the Ninja Tune label, here's Bonobo with Kong. That was Stoneface with 5 Miles High off their self-titled album last year through the True Thoughts label. And Stoneface features veteran jazz dissident Larry Stabin. He was a contemporary of jazz pianist Keith Tippett, played in the legendary 50-piece orchestra Centipede. He also joined the pop group Weekend, amongst other things as well, too. And with that, he's collaborated with the sonic alchemist Krzysztof Otklatski. It sounds Polish, but the man's actually from Cornwall, DJ producer, part of the rave scene there. And featured on the Stoneface album includes Adrian Utley from Portishead on guitar, and then Jim Barr on bass. But there's some additional jazz bows on this album as well, too. And somewhere along this, virtuoso trumpeter Guy Barker appears for a track as well.
The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival between June 30th and July 3rd, coming to you from Calgary, Alberta. This year's festival promises to be another success with over 200 bands, films, comedy, and art shows. With an independent film festival between June 24th and the 29th, there's sure to be something for everyone.
The music shows will take place at different venues across the city, with the main site located at the Olympic Plaza between July 2nd and 3rd. That's the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta, between June 30th and July 3rd. Buy your tickets, and for more info, visit www.sledisland.com.
All right, listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming next, we're going to have a little bit of an acid jazz thing. This was that early 90s, mid-90s sort of vibe where they sort of mixed beats and jazz, and they sort of punched it up a little bit. It didn't really last that long, but for a while there, some interesting stuff came out of it, and one of them is this little cheeky number here. And this is the work of Simon Richmond. Sometimes he works under the aliases of Boswick Gates and Bubba Tunes, but here he's known as Palm Skin Productions. This was found on Volume 2 of the Rebirth of Cool series that came out in the mid-90s, but this originally appeared on a Mo Wax EP called Time and Space, which came out in 1993. So here's Palm Skin Productions with Spock with a Beard.
With a beard?
I think not.
Ha ha ha!
Thank you.
Now, there's many bands with this name. There's like a German punk band, and I think something out of Peru as well, too. But these guys are out of Montreal, and that was Kobayashi. And you can find that off their 2005 album, Strange Lights and Resolutions, and that was Shasta. And, yeah, it consisted of Mike Giles, Billy Sicalo, Luis Etienne Drouin, Chris Tochner, Amelie Marzinato, Javier Rodrigue. There's a lot of names here. I would like to give them all shout-outs, but it's a little tough there since there's so many. And I think I don't know exactly who was performing there because I think there's vocalists as well, but not on that track. But yeah, they're a band out of Montreal, formed in 2000 and mutually split up in 2007. You're listening to GAC here. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Name of the show is Exploding Head Movies, and let's hop over to Austin here for a little bit of Latin funk-inspired mayhem. And the band Grupo Fantasma, they have a new album out called El Existencial, and they're affiliated with another band called Brownout, although that tends to be a bit more of a blaxploitation chase sequence type thing, but this is it's a great band. I managed to catch them live, and they're really good. So here's Grupo Fantasma with Telaraña. That comes back from 1975, and that's Michel Sardabi with Welcome New Warmth off his album called Gale. And Sardabi was born in Fort-de-France in Martinique, so that makes him part of the French West Indies in 1935, and he also played piano for blues musicians like Sonny Boy Williamson and T-Boyne Walker. And there he was joined by Richard Davis on the bass, Billy Hart on drums, and then on percussion, Leopoldo F. Fleming. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver 101.9 FM. Coming up next, we'll sort of keep on with this little funky jazz vibe here, and we're going to do something that's a collaboration between Madlib and Yesterday's New Quintet. And what they did is they called themselves Monkues in the Outer Realm for this album, and it was a tribute to Brother Weldon, better known as to some people as Master Weld, but a lot of people knew as keyboardist, arrangist, and producer Weldon Irvine, best known for writing the title track to the to be known as Young, Gifted, and Black. We know that Nina Simone pulled off admirably. So when he died in 2002 at the age of 58 due to mysterious circumstances, Madlib and Yesterday's New Quintet decided to come up with a tribute. So they didn't do covers of his songs, but they sort of extrapolated on the style that he perfected in the 70s here. So from a tribute to Brother Weldon, here's Monkues and the Outer Realm with a piece for Brother Weldon.
CITR has tons of friends. Because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I'm just going to go to the hospital.
Thread. That intense piece was Lyman Place, and that comes off the 2008 album NYC, short for New York City. That was Kieran Hebden and Steve Reed. And that was their fourth collaboration together after they sort of bumped into each other in the mid-2000s. Unfortunately, it was their final one since Steve Reed died earlier this year. He died April 13th due to throat cancer at the age of 66. Now, we know Hebden as being part of Fourtet, but Steve Reed, fantastic drummer. He grew up three blocks away from John Coltrane growing up in Queens. At the age of 16, he drummed with Martha and the Vandellas for Motown, so he was a session drummer for a bit up in Detroit. But eventually he moved on, drummed for James Brown, Sun Ra, Ornette Coleman, and on Miles Davis's album, 2-2. And in the 70s, after he got out of jail for evading the draft in Vietnam, he went over to Switzerland and he formed a band called the Legendary Master Brotherhood. And a great drummer indeed. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak. We'll do a little bit of a rocky jazz thing here first. We'll definitely stick with the New York theme. Soul Coughing were a act of a great report, a part of the Tribeca scene, hiring a whole bunch of great experimental performers and sort of tying it loosely to Mike Doty's vision. And what we'll do is we'll listen to a track off their debut album, 1994's Ruby Vroom. Here's Soul Coughing with Blue Eyed Devil, which is sort of a track for me with my blue eyes.
God among salesmen, working the skinny tie, slugging down fruit juice, extra tall, extra wide, blue-eyed devil.
Down in a pool of sun, spooned to the 101.9 CITR.
Feel like you should be out exploring some tropic exotic adventure there. That was Sex Mob with Bond back in action again. And that came off their 2001 album, Sex Mob Does Bond, which features a whole bunch of covers, not just of the theme songs that we've heard from James Bond in the past, but a whole bunch of like a little incidental music that appears as well too. And one of the members of Sex Mob, actually it's the founder of Sex Mob itself. That's Stephen Berenstein. He's been a trumpeter as part of the the New York jazz scene, for the downtown scene for a while there. But part of his history as well, too, is that he used to play with the Lounge Lizards with John Lurie, and John Lurie would basically comprise of the remaining half hours of Exploding Head Movies.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Fishing with John. Fishing with John. Fishing with John.
So beautiful. For some, more than others. Every breath. Every day of our lives. Ah, fishing.
All right, that's a fantastic opening there to John Lurie's great short series that appeared on TV, Fishing with John, where he goes out on little adventures, brings in a guest or two. They try to go fishing. Things go horrifically wrong. There's a great one. This one actually comes from the Tom and Waits episode, but he also went out with the late, great Dennis Hopper once. Went out with Matt Dillon. Great, great series there. And he actually went with his good buddy Jim Jarmusch. We'll hear a bit of his music from shortly. But a little bit of John Lurie, born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. moved to New Orleans at the age of 6, then went to Massachusetts. And in 1978, he formed the band The Lounge Lizards. Originally, it was supposed to be a fake jazz band that never really did play jazz. But over time, he and his brother, Evan, who we actually hear more often now in the Backyardigans, they eventually moved on to actually becoming a proper jazz band. And with that, they were actually able to go around, tour, and they were a fantastic presence. And actually, if you do have the Fishing with John DVD set from Criterion, they feature this song as a video here. So from their 1986 album, Big Heart Live in Tokyo, here are the Lounge Lizards with Big Heart. Thank you. live and in front of people. That was the Lounge Lizards in Tokyo with Big Heart. And that's been released a couple of times. At this point, Lounge Lizards were able to come up with at least 22 albums. And John Lurie, the leader of the band, he's composed scores for over 20 movies. We'll listen to Down by Law shortly, but we'll listen to a few cues from a couple other films, some of them Jarmusch, some of them other. And this one just takes the cake for the longest title. So from the film Stranger Than Paradise, here's John Lurie with A Woman Can Take You to Another Universe. Sometimes she just leaves you there. we started off with a bit from Stranger Than Paradise. A woman can take you to another universe. Sometimes she just leaves you there. Then we heard a nice little piece there from the 1989 film Mystery Train, and that was Tuesday Night in Memphis. And that short little burst there from the film Get Shorty, that's the short version of Nose Punch, all by John Lurie. And he himself has actually acted in a few things, too. He appeared in Paris, Texas as a pimp. He appeared in The Last Temptation of Christ. And if you watched Oz at any all, the HBO series, he was one of the criminals incarcerated there. But he also appeared in three films by Jim Jarmusch, including Down by Law, 1986. It starred him, Tom Waits, and Roberto Benigni as ex-convicts. And they're basically planning a heist here. So all these cues are pretty short. But they'll have a nice little variety to it. So this appears off the 1987 soundtrack. It was released through Capitol as well as through Crammed Discs. So here's John Lurie with, we'll start off with Swamp Part 1.
Thank you.
All right, we started off with Swamp Part 1, then we heard Strangers in the Day, Fork in the Road, The Invasion of Poland, and then Please Come to My House. In the background, we have The King of Thailand, The Queen of Stairs, and we'll have a couple other cues, and this is from John Lurie's soundtrack to Down by Law. Now, unfortunately, Lurie hasn't been making much in the way of music recently. In a 2006 interview, he indicated that he had something that was prescribed with neurological symptoms, sort of like malaria or potentially advanced Lyme disease. So, as of late right now, he hasn't been acting or performing music at all, but he's been spending most of his time in his apartment painting. And over the past four years, he's accumulated quite a bit of an oeuvre there, and he's had a lot of exhibitions on display. So, along with what's been in New York, there's actually a current art exhibit in Tokyo featuring Lurie's artwork, but some people on the internet may better know him, especially those in Russia, as the Bear Surprise, because that is one of his paintings here. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and if you missed any of this week's episode, you can download the MP3 as a podcast. Just go to www.citr.ca and subscribe from there. So next week, we'll go to South Africa. A little bit of World Cup-inspired action. Maybe I can find a vuvuzela to bring in as well, too, because who knows? No one's really heard enough of that in the past few days. But we'll have some Kwaito, some Afro-funk, a little bit of the soundtrack from last year's film District 9, and we'll pick up a couple of songs from this compilation here. This is off the Next Stop Soweto Volume 3, Giants, Ministers, and Makers of Jazz in South Africa from 1963 to 1984, which you found through Strut Records. And this track is done by The Drive, which was a soul jazz combo of Henry Sitoli and Bunny Luthuli. And then, unfortunately, they only put out a handful of singles and a couple albums when they died in a car accident in 1977. But from this compilation, this will be The Drive and Howl. So take care of yourselves. Hopefully you get to enjoy the summer weather if it still sticks around. But I guess thunderstorms can be considered part as well.